Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
God melted. What was frozen, melted, and flooded the universe.
That's correct. Yes.
So now in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, after that, after the rebellion, now we see, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the deep. Where'd that come from? From the rebellion. God destroyed it. And now it was, see, God doesn't create stuff without form and void.
Amen.
God don't create like that. No. God creates stuff. It's created.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, he don't halfway create nothing.
Yes.
Oh, anything God creates is perfect.
Yes.
Right? So are we tracking?
Yes.
We see the battle before mankind was created. And then mankind was created for something. Mankind is God's instrument to, I'm going to say it this way, to mop up what he started.
Yes.
This is one reason, one of the reasons why the enemy hates you so. First, because you're in the image and likeness of him. Angels are not. All right, I'm going to take you off the deep end. You know what? You are older than the angels.
Amen.
Just about, I'm older than the angels. They ain't got nothing on me. Why? Because before you were in the womb, God knew you, called you by name, ordained you, knew what you would be. He calls the end from the beginning. So before he created anything, you were there. Huh? See, angels were here when he created the earth. Because it says the sons of God rejoiced when he was creating the earth. Read it in Job chapter 38. When God was creating the earth, they rejoiced. But you were already before the angels. Another thing, angels are bara. What they were created out of, they're created out of nothing. God just created out of nothing. You and I are created out of asa. We came out of God. Tell somebody, game over. Ain't no comparison here. We are out of God. We are his children. We are in his likeness. That means we function like him. That means we think like him. That means we act like him. That means we are covenanted with him.
Yes.
Amen. This is why we must learn Yahweh's system of government. We're not here just hoping and praying and maybe one day. When you truly come into understanding who you are, and why the devil has spent trillions and trillions of dollars in advertisement to make you think a certain way, to determine the narrative. And why when I get around people that are negative or are always gloom and doom, you know, their view of these last days is gloom and doom, not for the church. Noah went through some gloom and doom, but what they went through it. God preserves. Goshen, when he dealt with Egypt, Goshen was not touched. Well, God don't just throw his people under the bus. He's always Jehovah Jireh. He's always our protector, our provider. He always will be. God doesn't listen. He's Abba Father. So get that other stuff out your mind. What the problem is when people allow darkness, they get so engulfed with the darkness in the world, they allow darkness to begin to determine their narrative. You're reacting to the darkness, and that determines your narrative. The devil is a lie. Light is our narrative. Amen. And darkness will never comprehend light. Darkness will never dispel light. Amen. God is light. And that light is in you, and you are the light of this dark world. What does Isaiah 6 say? Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But your light is come. Our portion is not darkness. Listen, the devil shows up. Yeah, he does. He shows up. But what does the word say? The word says resist him. Submit yourself to God, resist him, and he'll flee from you. Just about as simple as that. You got to be trying to figure out what the devil name is and where he's from and how many of y'all is it and... I ain't gonna tell the experience I had. Y'all, some of y'all heard it before. I first got saved, I tried to find out what the devil's name was. He wanted to know my name. What's your name? But let's focus here. Let me see, I got time here. Let's focus here on the prayer, because prayer is the most practiced activity, but the least understood. Religion has hijacked prayer and has reduced it to a ritual, a tradition, to emotion. Let me tell you something right now, and this will help you. It's not how passionate you are in prayer. Be passionate. It's not how emotional you are when you pray. Be emotional. Nothing wrong with that. But that doesn't equate to answers. It's when you work the system properly. God is a God of principle. Amen. And when you approach him properly, when you evoke your covenant rights. This is going to change some people's prayer lives, because, see, in the promised land, manna's not showing up. As soon as you hit the promised land, manna stops. Yes. That stuff you got for free, you don't have to work for it, you don't have to, nothing involved, it stops. All that government stuff is cut off. Can I say it that way? The government, they just shut down, okay? Why is that, Lord? Because you're in the promised land now. Now everything you get is going to be by conquest. Everything you'll get is through your prayer life. Everything you'll get is out of my presence. So this is going to really drive you to your knee. This is going to really teach you how to pray. This is going to really teach you how to wield your sword. This is really going to teach you how to be a real saint of God when ain't nobody looking. Amen. It's going to teach you how to walk in stature. It's going to teach you how to use your words. It's going to teach you how to battle in the spirit realm. It's going to show you the authority that you have. Amen. The wilderness, you got everything you needed, even though you was complaining. I remember being in the wilderness. All I had was split pea soup. Yeah, for a long time. And complain too. Till I learned not to complain. Because as long as I complained, there was split pea soup. Then I started to rejoice for the split pea soup. and be truly thankful for the split pea soup. It was green too. Then things started to change. So God will work with you. He'll be merciful to you through your complaining and everything else. But that's a sign of the wilderness. You get in the, hear me, this is important. When you get into Canaan, the government shifts. See, Jesus didn't just bring a gospel. He brought the gospel, but he brought government. He said, repent, right? That's what, repent. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is come. It's at hand. The king, in other words, I bring to you another government. You have to repent. What does repent mean? It doesn't mean just be sorry because you got caught doing something. You know, people get sorry when they get caught. As long as they ain't got caught, they ain't going to repent. You know? But see, repent goes further than that. It doesn't mean just be sorry about something. It means to change the way you think. Sometimes there are people that are trying to bring a wilderness mentality into the Canaan. And you got a wilderness mentality. God says, no, no, repent. Change the way you think. Amen. Because the way you think is not going to get you anywhere in the promised land. Repent. You know, I like the Miles, the late Dr. Miles Monroe did a lot with this. And the word repent, you know, pent, that word pent, like a penthouse. You ever been in a penthouse? The penthouse is not the basement. The penthouse is not, you know, the storage room downstairs. I used to work for my uncle in the cold too, up in the Midwest. And I worked outside and inside. I mean, in the cold, freezing cold. All I had access to was the basement. Yeah, it was, and no heat in the basement. But when we talk about penthouse, we're talking about the top floor. How many know Goshen was the best of the land? Come on, tell somebody, change the way you think, change the way you think, change the way you think. Because you've been settling for crumbs. You've been hoping and praying just to get through, just to get by. When God says, no, you're a child of a covenant.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.